The list of big-name guests coming to Battle Cry 2020 here in Michigan is getting bigger. Yeah, Battle Cry 2020 is sponsored by the Michigan Conservative Coalition. It's the biggest gathering of conservatives in the Midwest. It's happening February 14th and 15th at the San Marino Club, Troy, Michigan. So if you're anywhere in the Midwest, this is the place to be. One of the folks that'll be on hand there, you know him from television. Kind of hard to get away from the guy. Mike Lindell, MyPillow CEO and founder of MyPillow. Mike Lindell here on the program. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be on.
Good to have you here. Now, I've seen you at a few of these Trump rallies that I've been covering and so forth, so you get around. You follow the president. But for folks that don't know, real quickly, your backstory is fascinating. I think it's an important backstory for people to know that, you know, you were down. Things were rough. Things weren't going well. And you picked yourself up, cleaned yourself off, and got rolling. Tell some people your backstory.
Well, yeah, I was actually a crack cocaine addict. I was a cocaine addict, and then it turned to crack in the early 2000s, and I lost everything. But about the time I abandoned the pillow in 2004, I quit everything overnight by the grace of God on January 16, 2009, and I did my first infomercial in October of 2011. Everybody said it couldn't be done. The night before we were taping, this guy said to the other guy, this producer said, "This is the worst guy I've ever seen. He's never going to make it on TV." we went from 10 employees to 540 days. It exploded. And then I came out of crack. I didn't know anything about politics. I had never voted. I didn't know anything. And,
right.
And in the summer of 2015, I had a dream. I'd meet Donald Trump, and I would meet Donald Trump in a room. I'm going, what does this mean? Well, then a couple weeks later, he ran for president, and I ended up having that meeting with him in the summer of 2016. He reached out to me because MyPillow is made in the USA, and it was a private meeting. And I walked in, and we met for about 40 minutes and talked about everything from the things he was going to do at the inner cities and with bringing the jobs back, Made in America. And he also brought up stuff about addiction, where I said, I'm going to have this big platform to help addicts someday. I walked out of that room. I said, he's going to be the best president in history. And I come from a place where, not knowing a liberal from a conservative, and
right,
I had to learn all this stuff. And I'm going, wow, everything I believe in falls right here. And now I realize how important politics are in our everyday lives. I became
touches everybody,
friends,
right,
with the president. Yeah,
sure.
I became friends with the president and his family. I've gotten very vocal, probably one of the vocalest CEOs in the country. And I'll tell you what, now I can tell my friends, see, I told you so. And when we all voted on faith before, now we can all vote on proof of concept.
Yeah. Well, proof of performance. That's right. Proof of concept. And by the way,
right,
apparently you're the worst guy on TV, because it seems to have worked out pretty well for you. So I guess the guy was wrong about that. Let me ask you about this. You're from Minnesota, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Check it out. I can hear it. But you're from Minnesota. And you've got one of the most controversial members of Congress right there in your midst, Ilhan Omar, of course, who has said some outrageous things, done some outrageous things. Do you ever consider running for Congress yourself to say, you know, I can do better than what I'm seeing here? Does that ever cross your mind?
Well, there's two things there. One is Omar's the best thing we have going in Minnesota, because it's really engaging everybody here. We know more of the terrible things going on than the nation does, and she does it right in my backyard. But as far as running, I pray about everything I do, and if I did run, it would I'm not ruling out maybe a governor in 2022. Who knows? But we'll see what happens. But right now, I want to put my platform behind this great president and keep in Minnesota I'm going to do even my own little rallies in Minnesota, at least 20 of them. So really get the people. Every time there's election, the media blocks me, and they block me from getting my word out. Normally they could say, hey, I'm walking across the street, and they all show up. But boy, after I met him in the summer of 2016, I came back to Minnesota, did a press release, and all the press called me racist. They called me everything else.
Right, of course.
They wouldn't have a thing to do with, they wouldn't have a thing to do with me. So,
yeah.
But I wouldn't rule out running, but not this next election. I've just got too much. I've got to get people voted or get people in. And
yeah, even you, you know, even you get labeled a crack addict survivor. Mike Lindell here, MyPillow CEO and founder. Mike Lindell here. Of course, you've seen him on television. And let me ask you more about Minnesota. It was one of the states that came very close for the president. He had a bid at Minnesota in 2016. Your prediction, and Ilhan Omar, you're right, that impacts what's going to happen in Minnesota, but so does everything else, the economy, national security, everything that's going on, the accomplishments of this president are going to impact voters as well. What do you think?
It's absolutely amazing. And I spoke for the president 3 days before the election in 2016 when he came to Minnesota. Now, when he came here, he was actually doing a lot of that for Wisconsin, but, you know, because it bleeds, the media bleeds over into Wisconsin. But right now, you can't get anything better than where we're at right now, the consumer confidence. One of the things that doesn't get brought up all the time is I'm in the entrepreneur business and business, and right now, so many people are taking chances on products and on new service businesses, getting out there with no fear because they can always fall back on a great job. Because everybody's getting higher wages now. They're jockeying for position. And it's just amazing to see all my friends are employed again. Black unemployment, all-time low. I just seen the other day, women employment overtook guys. There's more women employed than guys now.
Right.
I mean, it's just an amazing statistic out there. And everybody's going, well, all-time high stock market. You can't get any better. I go, it's so great. I go, look around you. If you turned off the TV, turned off the fake news, you would you go, wow, we're living in the best times in history.
Well, exactly right. The best time in human history, no question about it. Mike Lindell here, founder and CEO of MyPillow. He will be at Battle Cry 2020 this year. Excited to have you there. I'm sure they are. But you're another big name and everything that's going on. It's happening February 14th and 15th at the San Marino Club, Troy, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Midwest, you'll see Mike Lindell here. You can see Michelle Malkin, excuse me, and a host of other folks as well. You got about 1 minute here, Mike. Tell people why they should come to Battle Cry 2020.
Well, I'm very partial to Michigan. I actually have doing a lot of my foundation work, a lot of my Lindell Recovery Network. Myself, being an ex-crack addict, I'm actually setting up what is called Lindell Recovery Network. My book is launching, where it's going to help millions of addicts across this country and employ tens of thousands. And this is something the president and I, when I was at the White House when he signed the opiate bill. But I'm coming to Michigan for numerous reasons. But I really believe that the president will win Michigan again.
I agree.
I want to help so many people there and get the word out on these other great things he's doing. Not just everything you hear in the news, all the great things. There's even more. What? This is crazy.
Yeah. Mike, greatly appreciate talking to you. Congratulations on all the success, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Mike Lindell, everybody. Battle Cry 2020, February 14th and 15th in Troy, Michigan at the San Marino Club. Be there or be square, I suppose. 41 after. Back after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As a leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college. Absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job. You know, something I love.
I want to travel. See the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.